turn your cameras off or keep them on. I'm going to mute everybody here. And I'd just like you to find that, just go ahead and feel your whole body right now. I'd like you to feel your whole body. Feel any parts that are tense or hurting. Any parts that need that relief of relaxation. Just be aware of your whole body, almost like you can zoom out and see yourself from the outside and just wonder what parts need the most healing right now, what parts need the most authenticity, the parts that need the most congruence. And that's really what we want to do here, is come into congruence. Just find that spot and stare at it. I'm staring at my camera right now. That's kind of the place I'm at. And just be here and just imagine for a second everybody's here and connected together. Just for a second, I'd like you to take your hands and put them on your chest and close your eyes. And just breathe. Take a nice, slow, deep breath in with your hands on your chest and breathe in. Hold and breathe out. Hold, breathe in. Hold and breathe out. And just breathe normally now. Just let all the cares of the day just melt into the background. We are here in our bubble of protection here, this safe place where we come every week. Perhaps you're listening to the recording of this, and that's fine. You can also feel that connection with those who are here now. And just allow yourself to be completely present, no judgment, no evaluation. In a moment, I'm going to count from 3 to 1, and I'd just like your hands to fall from your chest and to go where they naturally go, on your lap, beside you, on the railings of the chair, the bed, wherever you're sitting. Just let them go loose and limp like they're just falling. On 3, 2, 1. And just let that relaxation spread from your hands through your arms. Just let everything go loose and limp. Nice and calm. Feel that relaxation spread from your hands to your elbows, to your shoulders, the very depth of your chest where your hands just were. Spreading up to your neck and your jaw and your forehead, down to your stomach, to your legs and your knees, your ankles and your feet. Just take a moment and be aware. Be aware of how you're feeling right now. Be aware of the fact that this is a moment of rest and peace. Whatever feeling you're feeling, whether it's more calm or you're feeling more relaxed, you're feeling more serene, just notice where the most relaxation is in your body right now. After we did that little body scan, and let it just concentrate on the most relaxed part of your body, and let it just intensify, and let it move around, letting yourself go even deeper. And tonight I want you to go as deep as you possibly can. I want you to go as deep as your unconscious mind will allow you to go. Allowing that relaxation to deepen as your unconscious mind goes into the very depths of who you are, truly who you are, and connecting all the way to that core of your being here, all the sounds, all the wonderful things that are going on around you, the sound of my voice will go with you as you go even deeper. And when you get to that bottom level, that basement of your unconscious mind, that place that's just bordering on sleep, then you will feel that connection to the very depth of who you are. Deeper and deeper. more and more, and you can discover for yourself just how deeply you can go all the way down now. Releasing all remaining tension. In a moment, I'm going to count backwards from 10 to 1. With each number, just let yourself go deeper. Wringing out all of the rest of the tension and just being loose and limp and relaxed and calm. Noticing the feelings with every number that I count as I count 10. 9, releasing. 8, letting go. 7, deeper and deeper. 6. 5. 4. 3. 2. 1. I want you to imagine for a moment that you are on an elevator going down all the way to the basement of your unconscious mind. That we're going to go down 3 levels. With each level, A, B, and C, you're going to double your relaxation. And then double that relaxation. And finally double the last relaxation until you go all the way down, as relaxed as you possibly can be. Stepping on that elevator, watching the doors close and going all the way down. We're just going to take a moment and feel that descending, and when I say A, you'll know that we're at the next floor of your unconscious mind. Now in a moment, we're going to go down again to the deeper level, doubling your relaxation now. And when I say the letter B, you'll know that we are at that deeper level, all the way down. Just imagine that those doors close and you are descending now. B. And now we're going to go to the very basement, that level C, all the way in underneath your conscious mind is your unconscious, the deepest parts. And my voice will go with you. And you'll be the most relaxed you've ever been. As you imagine the doors of that elevator closing once more, and descending all the way down as deep as your unconscious will go. And when I say that letter C, you know that you'll be in the basement of your mind. The basement of your unconscious. Where you will feel so good, and healing of anything that needs to heal will take place. And those doors close now, and you go all the way down. And C. That's right. That's right. Just listen. See what I suggest that you see in your mind. Hear what I suggest that you hear. Feel what I suggest that you feel. Know that your unconscious mind will take care of everything for you. I want you to imagine that you are standing in front of the most beautiful theater that you've ever seen, perhaps the Opera House of Paris or some beautiful place where magnificent productions are put onto a stage in front of people. And you see off to the side a poster with what looks like you in a costume, because you are the lead. And there are beautiful marble steps going all the way up to columns. Behind those columns are big, beautiful bronze doors. And as you stand looking at this magnificent theater, you realize that you're not allowed to go in through the main doors. You turn to the left, and go around the side of the building to the right, and you leave the lights light up the facade, and you walk down this alley through the shadows. And you come to the stage door on the side of the building. This is where you enter. And you walk into the side door, and there's all sorts of calamity and people getting dressed, and the director comes over to you and reminds you of how he wants you to play the part. He reminds you of how you are to speak. He reminds you of what you are to wear. He reminds you of what you are to feel. He reminds you of what you are to say. And you've been working with this director for so long, and you know that deep inside, the deepest part of who you are, you simply disagree with the director. But somehow you're going to do what you're told. And so you go into the dressing room, and there's a closet full of costumes, all shapes and sizes, and you try them all on, and none of them really feel comfortable. None of them are really for you. You really just wish you could go out as yourself and play the part that you know that you're supposed to play. But you put that costume on. You pick one out of the closet and put it on. And there's a whole table full of masks. Masks with large noses, with deep eyes, with funny hair. And they're so hot and uncomfortable, but you're supposed to wear one because that's what the director wants. So you pick the mask that looks the most comfortable or the least uncomfortable, and you put it over your face, and you have to breathe through the small holes that aren't really designed for your face, and you take a look in the mirror, and you can barely tell who you are underneath all of that mask and costume. But this is what you're supposed to do, and this is the part you're supposed to play. And even the mirror is kind of distorted. It's almost like a funhouse mirror, so you're not even really seeing who you are, even in this costume. And it's hot and it's uncomfortable. But this is what you're supposed to do. This is what the director wants. This is the part you're supposed to play. This is what people came to see, isn't it? Even if they don't really see you. And so it's time. And you go onto the stage and the lights come on. The lights are so bright that they cast shadows behind you. And they're so bright that they're so hot and they're so uncomfortable. And your performance is uncomfortable and you can't even see the crowd. You know that they're out there, but you perform because you want them to like you and to love you. And so you do what you're told. You do what the director told you to do, even if it's completely uncomfortable. and you perform the way you've been taught. And you realize very quickly that this is not the way that you should play this part. That you know all too well how you're supposed to play the part. You understand the part you're supposed to play. And so you stop your performance and you rip the mask off of your face and throw it onto the ground. You take off the costume one bit at a time until you're just standing in regular clothes that you had underneath. And you take them off and you pile them up and you throw them all over the stage. And you hear some gasps from the crowd, but you can't even see them. And then the lights come up in the theater. And you can see everyone and everyone can see you. And you're standing there so much taller because you are playing the part that you know that you're supposed to play. And every word that comes out of your mouth is exactly the right word, is exactly the authentic word. And people begin to cheer for you. And they begin to clap for you. And they begin to say bravo for you. And you notice that there are a few seats that are empty. Maybe someone left, and that's okay. You stand there and you realize that this is how you are to play your part. And they begin to stand up and they begin to clap for you and your authenticity. And in fact, more people start coming into the theater because they hear the applause from the street, and any of those empty seats are now filled again with brand new people. And they start to fling roses onto the stage for you. And you feel like you're doing the right thing. And you know that you're doing the right thing. And this is the best that you have ever felt once you have taken the mask off. Once you have taken the costume off. Once you have been authentically yourself. People respect you more. They love you more. And not simply the character that you played, but the real you. And this enables you to love yourself in a way that you never have before. And you look off to the left and there's another mirror, but this one is a normal, real mirror. And you see yourself for who you are, dressed the way that you're supposed to be dressed, acting the way that you're supposed to be acting, true to yourself and to others. And they are praising you for it. And you descend from the stage right down that main aisle. And you no longer have to sneak through the side entrance, but you walk straight out the front doors into the world. No longer as a character, but as you. And you know that this will get you more than you ever had hoped before. In a few moments, I will count from 1 to 5. And as I count, your unconscious mind will make all the adjustments that you need to take off your mask, your costumes, to see yourself clearly, to act correctly, to accept whatever consequences happily, as people come into or out of your life because you have embraced your authenticity. You find that you feel more grounded and that more opportunity comes, more praise comes, more comfort comes, more truth comes. And you find yourself not playing a character, but being you in all your authenticity. And from this day forward, you will do all that you can to be congruent and aligned and authentically you, saying what you need to say, doing what you need to do, being who you need to be, and loving yourself for who you truly are, shadows and all. As I count 1,
2.
Three, four, opening your eyes, and five, all the way back, feeling great, feeling wonderful, feeling embracing that authenticity, coming all the way back to full waking consciousness, knowing that you will encounter life in a whole different way than you ever have before.